This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuning into another interview by Nation Talk. Today we're having the pleasure of being joined with Jane Thompson, the Executive Director of the TD Scholarships for Community Leadership. But before we get into everything, how are you doing today, Jane?
I'm just great. Thank you, Nick. I'm glad to be here.
Well, much appreciated. So yeah, maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself to start and your role as the Executive Director of the TD Scholarships for Community Leadership.
Sure thing. Well, I've been lucky enough to be involved with this program for the last 15 years. And as executive director, I have the great pleasure of reading applications every year from students across Canada who are finishing high school and looking to go on to post-secondary. So it's really amazing because they tell me the stories of their community engagement. And then I get to give out 20 scholarships with the help of a lot of other people.
Wonderful. It actually ties me into my next point. I know the TD Scholarships for Community Leadership are quite the extensive scholarships as well, too. And I know you give out, I believe it is 20 each year?
That's right. And, it's a big program. So every year, out of thousands of applications, we pick 20 students from across the country. And each of them then is in our scholarship program for the full 4 years of study at university or college. And we pay their tuition every year, and we give them $7,500 as a cash stipend. So when you add that up, that can be up to $70,000 over the 4 years. And the other thing that's on top of that is we offer them a summer job with the bank every summer while they're in school. So that's a whole other source of financial resource for them, but it also gives them great work experience. And then the last thing that we can maybe get into a bit later is that we bring them into our community of alumni of other TD scholars.
So just to reiterate there for the audience members, for those chief and council, those students listening, it sounds like then there's opportunity to essentially have your tuition paid all 4 years. You actually get money, stipend to live on as well too at $7,500, which is quite high. And at the same time, connection through an alumni program as well, too. So it's basically, you know, layman's terms, the whole kit and caboodle by the sounds of it.
It's pretty much the whole kit and caboodle. It's possible. Some students have very high travel costs, especially for Indigenous students coming from remote areas. So it's true that sometimes students still, it's amazing, I know, they still have to look around for a little extra support from other sources. But it certainly goes a really long way to paying those costs.
Well, you touched upon a little bit there, too, the Aboriginal side of things. I know TD scholarships and, of course, TD as a whole have had Aboriginal engagement built into their diversity for a long time.
Yeah.
Increasing those numbers, though, obviously, may be a challenge, I know, of course, as you touched upon the rural aspect. But what are some successes and challenges you've seen yourself in, you know, the last 15 years?
Well, I'm pretty pleased about it. The program started actually a little before I arrived, so 20 years ago. And I'd say in the first few years of the program, it was just a job getting the word out to all kinds of students. But in the last 10 years in particular, we've seen increasing numbers of Indigenous students applying and also winning these scholarships. So we actually have a greater percentage of Indigenous students winning these scholarships than are in the population. So every year, typically, we would have a First Nations and Inuit Métis student winning one of these 20 scholarships. So that's pretty exciting for us because, as you say, it can be a challenge to get the word out. And our biggest challenge with Indigenous students, but actually with all students, is students look at it and say, a scholarship that big, people who win that must be superheroes. Like, I'm not that person. So it's really important for us to try to work against that and say, no, no, like, we're really interested in what you've done in your community. Tell us your story and let us figure out if we think you're a superhero. So I was just looking back at some of these students, and, you know, our Aboriginal students have come from all across the country, and they're doing a pretty cool thing. There's a Métis student named Scott who came from Saskatchewan. He was the first person in his family to graduate from university, and he's studying law now, and he's very focused on Indigenous issues. He's a student member of the Indigenous Bar Association. You know, just he's really getting into those issues and working on them, but he's also connected with TD scholars in all other parts of Canada from all other communities. So that's kind of cool. We had Melissa in BC who brought First Nations culture into her urban high school and started up an awareness club and a culture club. We've got, Zachary. Love Zachary. Zachary's from Nova Scotia. He's Mi'kmaq, and he started the first completely First Nations lacrosse team, East of Quebec, in his community. So We've got all kinds of different folks doing different things, so it's been really, really exciting. The other thing I love about this program is that it introduces students who are like-minded, they're really engaged in their community, they believe in a better future, but they might never have met each other. They're from different regions of the country, they study different subjects, they end up going to different universities or colleges, but we bring them all together and introduce them, and then we keep them in contact with each other. And I think that's going to be pretty thrilling years out when these folks are doing really important things and they can phone each other up and say, I need to know how this looks from your perspective.
It sounds like you're looking for individuals, you know, the ones that aren't, you know, have the 100% grade average and this and that, but the ones that are really trying to promote leadership and community promotion. So it really is a bit unique in that sense, I guess, then.
I think it is, and there are other scholarship programs out there. And the other thing I do want to really encourage your listeners about is, of course, I wave the flag for the TD Scholarship. I think it's a fantastic program. But there are other great programs out there in Canada, and this is the time of year. If students are in their last year of high school, this is right now, like today, they should be getting online and just Googling. If they want to go to college, College Scholarships Canada. If they want to go to university, University Scholarships Canada. See what comes up. And I will put in a little plug because TD also helps to sponsor the Inspire Scholarships specifically for Indigenous students. And that's a terrific, terrific program. They get sponsorships from all kinds of businesses and organizations in Canada to channel money into post-secondary studies for Indigenous students, and I would really encourage Indigenous students to check that out.
Well, definitely, yes. Many of our audience will be very familiar with Inspire.
Yeah.
We've worked extensively with them over the years, and they've continued the good fight there for Roberta Jameson as she took the buck from John Kimbell several years back now.
That's
and
right.
They rebranded, actually, from the National Aboriginal Achievement Foundation now, of course, to Inspire, which is what continuing the same incredible work they've been doing all these years. So it's great to see that, you know, like-minded organizations are working together to help create more opportunities for like-minded individuals. As you touched upon, there is a bit more of a connection and a bit more of a network built from these emerging leaders when you take part in this scholarship program. And then also, I think you touched upon, too, there's a bit more in the alumni program.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's been really exciting to see. So because the program has been running now for 20 years, we've got alumni, and we kind of lump our students who are still in school in with that. So we've got folks from 17 to 37 in this network, and we are just exploring all the different ways to put them together. So they're connected, of course, they're connected on a Facebook page, which it's unbelievable how it has transformed things when you can just reach out and say, hey, you know, I've taken a job in Montreal and I'm from the West Coast and I'm really interested in the environment. Like, what organization should I check out? Or I need a place to crash this weekend. I mean, it's a very wide-ranging thing, but it's been really, really useful. So there's that. And then we kind of pop in face-to-face events there, too. So if any of us are in a particular town, we'll say, hey, who's in Vancouver? Who wants to come out for dinner? And then all those folks can meet each other. We have conferences. And actually, you know, everybody's trying to be really careful about money, and we want to spend the money on the scholarship. So we're getting into virtual conferences. You know, UnHangout was a new thing for me, but it's a form of Google Hangout. And it's just really neat because you can get 20 people on the line and they can decide what they're going to talk about, and it's free, and you can do it, you know, anytime, anywhere, in your pajamas. So there's really kind of thrilling ways that we're putting these folks together. And the other thing is, as they work through their years of summer employment with the bank, they also make some interesting connections there, and they find out, you know, we're not recruiting bankers. That's not what this program is about. But they find out a lot about how financial life works, and financial literacy is really important in your own life, but also if you're going to go and run a human rights organization, you're going to have to run a budget. So it's an interesting side aspect of it that our alumni tell us really help them a lot later.
Well, again, it's very exciting. So now I think we can finish off with a bit more of the nitty-gritty. I know Inspire, they have rolling deadlines. November 2nd is one for Inspire. They have rolling deadlines, and there's a little bit different, but for the TD scholarship applications, those are specifically going to be due by November 27th. And what are the actual requirements behind that?
So what students need to do is head online and look at td.com/scholarships, and we'll be there. And there's an application to fill out, which they can do online or they can print it out, really brief description of their activities and what they do in school, what they want to study. And then we ask them to write a short essay describing their community engagement. And then they also need to send us their marks and three letters of recommendation from adults in their community or their school. So that's the reason why I tell students to run right out there and get on this right now, even though it's only the middle of October. We have to receive all that stuff in Ottawa by November the 27th. So you can't mail it on the 27th. You really need to be mailing it on the 20th. So that's what we need. And as you said, we don't need folks with marks of 95%. We require a minimum of 75%.
Well, as in life, the opportunities you don't take advantage of, they're not even opportunities. So
exactly.
Thank you so much again for taking the time. Again, Jane, we really appreciate it. And again, listeners, please get on this scholarship. It's very important, and they really want to look for people who have the community leadership aspect built in. You don't have to be, you know, just a bookworm. So thank you again, Jane. We really appreciate the work you're doing over at TD, and Chi Mi Gwech, listeners.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.